Pastor Chris, what is all of this stuff? I mean...
Isn't this cool? This is all my stuff that I take for backpacking, camping, and hiking. And yeah, and I've got my giant bag to put it all in. And but you know what?
What?
Before we get to all this, we need to worship God. So let's do that now.
Sounds good.
I love the way that God made me. Wake up in the morning and I wiggle my toes.
Wiggle my toes.
Oh, I stretch out my arms and I'm scratching my nose.
Scratching my nose.
Pastor Chris, all this stuff, do you know where you're going?
Nope. But I have directions on this piece of paper, mm-hmm. and it's going to supposed to take me exactly where I need to know so that I can meet my friends. The directions right here.
Oh, okay. So you have to follow those. You have to obey those directions.
Well, if I want to find my friends, I'd better follow the directions.
I think that's a good idea. And mm-hmm. that reminds me of the story that we're going to have today. Yes. Our story today is about Abraham and how he trusted and he obeyed God, leading him where he had no idea where he was going, but he went anyway.
Cool.
I know, right? But first, we need to prepare our hearts.
All right, let's do that.
All right, let's fold our hands and let's bow our heads and let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you that you love us the way that you do, and thank you that you are our guide. I just pray that we sit still, listen, and take home what you want us to learn from today's lesson. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, it's that time.
Goggles.
Time for Pay Attention Eyes. Grab them. Mine are safari.
Mine have a big stick in them.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's my staff. It's okay.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Grab your listening ears. And let's click those on. Turn them to the side just a little bit so that they're on tight. You have a stick hanging out of yours.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Then we're going to ziplock and button these babies because they're chattering a lot. Okay. Ready? One, two, three. Zip. Lock and button. And here's our story.
A long, long, long time ago. So a long time ago, there was this man named Abraham. But before we get to this story, we got to talk about a really important word today, friends. We need to talk about the word faith. Do you have any ideas what the word faith means? Why don't you shout out your answers? Oh, I think some of you got it exactly right. Those are great thoughts. Faith is listening to God and obeying him. And friends, God loves faith. Ooh, I have some motions that I want to do with that. I got to put down my walking stick because God loves faith. Can you do that with me? Let's do it together, okay? Here we go. God loves faith. Great job. We're going to use that in our story. So let's hear what happened to this guy named Abraham. So one day, God spoke to Abraham and God said, I want you to leave your home and follow me to a new land that I'm going to give you. What do you think Abraham did, friends? Oh, we talked about it, but let's remind you, Abraham had faith in God. What? Because God loves faith. Let's do that. God loves faith. That's right. So friends, Abraham listened to God and decided to do what God said. He followed God's directions, even though he didn't know where he was going. Why? Because Abraham had faith in God. And God loves faith. Faith, that's right. And Abraham trusted God and knew that he could follow him no matter what. So God told Abraham to pack up all their bags. You can pretend to pick up all your stuff and take it with him because they were going to go on a long journey. All right, stand up, friends. Ooh, it's a long journey. Oh, it's warm. They didn't have cars. They didn't have buses. They didn't have airplanes. They walked most of the time. Do you guys like to walk? I like to walk. And when they got to where they were going to spend the night, they put up a tent because they didn't even have houses because they were going on a journey. They were following God. So they walked and walked and walked and walked. But finally, they reached the land that God had told them to go to, Canaan. And when they arrived, Abraham built an altar and worshiped and thanked God for taking him to where he needed to know. Hey, why do you think Abraham stopped to worship God? Any ideas? Shout them out. Oh, yeah. Abraham wanted to give honor and glory and praise God. And Abraham pleased God because, help me out, God loves faith. That's right. So, God wasn't done with Abraham. He told him something else. He said, Abraham, I want to make a covenant with you. Well, wait a minute. Covenant. That's a really big word. Can you guys say that word? Covenant. That's right. Good job. Hey, and covenant means special promise. So it's a promise that God made. And here's what God said. God told Abraham that I'm going to give you lots and lots and lots and lots of children, and I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to bless you, Abraham, and bless the whole world through you. I will be your God, and you, Abraham, will be my people. That's pretty cool. So God gave Abraham another big job. He was going to be the father of a big nation, and that's a huge responsibility. But Abraham had some questions. Abraham wanted to know, I'm a really old guy, and I have no children yet. How are you going to bless me? So God told Abraham to go outside and look at the night sky. Can you look up at the sky, friends? Have you ever looked up at the sky? How many stars are there? Lots and lots and lots and lots, right? Well, Abraham looked up at the sky, and God said, you are going to have more children than stars in the sky. Whoa, that's a big family, isn't it, friends? And so Abraham believed. Abraham believed and had faith because God loves faith. And God used Abraham's family to bless the whole world. Now, friends, Abraham had a choice. He could have trusted God or not, but he made the wise choice and he trusted God. He followed God and didn't go back to where he was from, and he listened to God and what he had to say all the days of his life. And you know what, friends? God loves faith. That's right. And you know what? Today, God's still looking for people who'll trust and obey him because God loves faith. That's right. And through the whole big God story, God shows us that he is bigger than anyone or anything, and we can trust him. So, friends, God spoke to Abraham, and he speaks to us too. He speaks to us through our parents, our leaders, the Bible, God's word, and God loves faith. Let's sing our response song to God.
So I will know.
All right, hold out your hands. Let's do our blessing. Children, may you trust in the Lord with all your heart. And always remember, God keeps his promises. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.